It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. As much of Colorado begins to relax COVID-19 restrictions for dining and gathering, school districts are making plans to get children back into classrooms. Vignesh Ramachandran has more.
After a year of uncertainty, Colorado students and teachers might be able to regain some normalcy in 2021. This month, many of the state's largest school districts are resuming in-person learning for younger students, while gradually moving older students toward hybrid models, with both in-person classes and remote learning. On the western slope, the Mesa County Valley School District is resuming in-person learning for all grades after the holiday break. Denver Public Schools plans to have all of its students back in person by February 1st. The return to in-person learning comes as the state moves teachers up the priority list to get a COVID-19 vaccine, but so far less than 2% of Coloradans have been vaccinated. For CPR News, I'm Vignesh Ramachandran.
It's now easier for military spouses to keep working in their chosen field while their husband or wife is stationed in Colorado, instead of having to get certified in the state after moving here. Spouses can now apply for a free temporary professional license that's good for 3 years. Colorado is trying to land the permanent headquarters of the new Space Command, and the Pentagon has said the selection process will favor states with policies that are friendly to military spouses. Residents in Denver can leave their Christmas trees out for recycling starting today. The city says people have 2 weeks to put out trees on their scheduled trash pickup day. New members of Colorado's congressional delegation were sworn in Sunday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado officially has a new Democratic senator and Republican congresswoman. John Hickenlooper and Lauren Boebert were sworn into office. Hickenlooper says he's excited about his new role.
I bring, you know, gratitude to the people of Colorado for having faith in me and have tremendous humility with the responsibilities of this building, especially in the middle of COVID, in the middle of this divided political world we live in.
The ceremonial event in the Senate moved quickly. Hickenlooper was sworn into office by Vice President Mike Pence and accompanied by fellow Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. The House was a much longer affair and started with a party line vote for Speaker before members were sworn in. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's going to be a mostly sunny day with highs around Denver near 50. This is CPR News.